This is the story of a bank employee in the Midwestern U.S. who got a promotion and did what so many of us do when we have positive news about our careers. She let everybody know about it on LinkedIn. What she did wrong that caused a huge problem at the bank was to ignore her privacy settings on her LinkedIn account. This would have been a very easy issue to prevent. Basically, on your LinkedIn page, at the top, click on your name, then visibility, and then go through each of the options. Make them as private as possible. Now, true, not as many people will see your posts, but it also means cyber criminals won't see your stuff either. So here's what happened. Note that we have recreated her voice.
Well, I'd been at the bank for 4 years. Things were going well, and one day, an executive called me in and gave me the good news. I was being promoted to vice president. Of course, that's a big deal. It meant getting more responsibility and more money, and I wanted to be careful. I waited a while before I made it public. I guess I just wanted to make sure it was real and not jump the gun. So a couple of weeks later, I posted my good news on LinkedIn. And, you know, a lot of people congratulated me, all the way back to my college roommate who I hadn't heard from in years. After that, I didn't think much about the post. School was just starting. I have a teenage son who plays high school football. They had just started their afternoon practices. I know the coach, not very well, but I know who he is. And I get an email at my office address at the bank saying they were changing the football practice schedule. I needed to download and print the PDF that was attached to get the update. I did not pay much attention. I didn't notice that the email address it came from was similar to the high school's address, not exactly the same. The name of the coach was right. The email said the schedule was indeed changing effective next week and that I should download and print out the PDF to see all the days and times. So I did it. I downloaded the PDF. I opened it. Right there was a warning from Adobe, but since the message was from a familiar name, I just clicked OK. I'm not proud of that. But I was busy with my new job, and I wanted to get all this taken care of ASAP and move on to the next thing. I opened the PDF, and there was a button on it that said something like, "This document is locked for security reasons. Click below to verify your identity." And my first thought was, good for the high school. They're protecting my kid. I clicked the button. It took me to a page that looked like the high school's page. It really did. It told me to log in, so I entered what I thought was the correct password. It worked, but the page didn't go anywhere. I asked my son later on, and he said he hadn't heard anything about a new schedule. Now, here's what I didn't realize. The password I entered is pretty close to the passwords I use for a lot of things, including my work email. I know I'm not supposed to do that. Since the crooks had my password now, they were able to try different combinations of it and eventually hack into the work computer. And that gave them access to all kinds of bank documents because, remember, now I'm a vice president. What the hackers had done was monitor my LinkedIn for the names of people who had been promoted. They look for banks, utilities, healthcare, government, and once somebody's promoted, that person becomes a valuable target because they have access to more data. Email addresses are not a problem. There are a lot of ways to get those. It's the passwords they need. Once they knew who I was, then they went to Facebook. They found out about my kids, where they went to school, that my son's on the football team. The coach's name is very easy to find, and there you go. They put it all together, did not take a lot of time for them, and the bank got hacked. So, my message is, well, three lessons. Take the time to learn how to make your social media accounts private. When you get what looks like an important email, even at work, don't assume it's real, even if it looks like it's from somebody you know. And never enter your username and password anywhere unless you are expecting it. You know, if you are the one who initiated it. And even then, use a password manager app or mix up your passwords. And I mean, like, really mix them up. By the way, the bank recovered. I didn't get fired, but it was awful. I don't recommend it.